KFFB 106.1. Thanks so much for joining us for another edition of our open mic program. And we've got Colonel Conrad Reynolds in our studio for day number three. And remember, you can go to KFFB.com and listen to all three of these programs. Also, Joe the Plumber with us right now as well. And Joe, it's an honor to meet you. And I appreciate folks just asking for honesty from the politicians. And that's where we're coming now, Conrad.
Right.
What separates you from the other seven guys? And what are you bringing to the table?
Okay, there's a couple things. Number one, I've never held political office, and I'm not an attorney. How about that? Most people tell me, they say, those are the two things I'm looking for. But really, the bottom line is, people that I've talked to all across Arkansas, they tell me one thing. Here's a major theme. They do not want another politician to replace a politician. And anybody who's already held political office, they pretty much want to kick them out. I don't care if it's at the state level or if it's at the federal level. I've heard that over and over and over again. And what I bring is a new voice, a new voice and a fresh face, I guess, to politics. But I'm in it for a couple of reasons. One, I think that we're losing our country. We've lost our voice in Washington, D.C. I mean, look at the health care bill. In Arkansas, we had 58, almost 68% people say, I don't want it. And our senator voted for it. Senator Lincoln voted for it. She's not listening to her constituents. She's not listening to us. And we have lost our voice. So that's one reason I'm in. The other one, of course, obviously I have children. I want to make sure they have a better America to grow up in, one like I had, and opportunities. And the last thing is I'm a veteran, and I'm looking out for veterans' interest. Right now, 80% of Congress has no military experience at all, none. And right now, everybody talks great about veterans, and they want to help them. But when the Iraq War ends and Afghanistan, who's going to be there in Congress that understands their sacrifice, that understands the sacrifice of their families? There's no one. So I want to be that guy, that voice for veterans in the United States Senate. And one thing your listeners need to know is that when I do go, I will be the senior military guy, Army military guy in the Senate. So I need your help. If you're a veteran out there, I need your help. I need you to go vote in the primary on May 18th.
So there's not many other military background senators?
No, there's the top three are John McCain, who's a Navy guy, and Lindsey Graham is an Air Force guy. I'd be the senior Army guy in the United States Senate.
Isn't that something? Okay, and what about the other candidates? I guess it's 7, 9. They seem like there's, I don't know how many Republicans are running. It seemed like they changed the number. What do you see the difference between you and them?
Well, they're not a colonel. How about that? They're all good guys. I mean, I don't want to say anything bad about them. But right now, that's not what we need. That's not what we need for America. And that's why I got in this race. I think we need somebody that has an understanding of how America is perceived outside our borders. I've been to 40 different countries. I've been to Afghanistan. I served in Iraq, Bosnia. I spent 2 years on the DMZ in Korea. I was a military attaché in the Czech Republic. I've worked with many nations, many foreign military organizations. I think that I've got the background when I go to the United States Senate to do some good, not only for Arkansas, but also for America as a whole, particularly when it comes to national security and national defense. I've got the background that nobody else has.
What do you think should be changed in the national security? What do you think is changed, or what do you think should be changed?
Right. Well, our intelligence national structure needs to be reorganized without question. I'm the only guy up there in the Senate that has any knowledge or background about the overall intelligence infrastructure and the umbrella. In fact, there's an organization there in the Senate called the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence. They are the oversight committee for all intelligence agencies, and I want to be on that committee. When I was in D.C. a few weeks ago, I talked to Senator Coburn. I don't know if you know him and Dr. Coburn, who's out of Oklahoma. He's on that, and he would love to have me there. Because of my background, there's no other senator that's got it. And so that's going to be my endeavor when I go up to the United States Senate, not only be the voice for people of Arkansas, but also try to revitalize and oversee our intelligence community.
What about your view of the debt?
The debt is probably, if not the most critical thing that we have right now, it's maybe the second. It's almost even par with national security. Because if we do not fix our debt, we are in a huge crisis in a very few short years. Economic security is as important as physical security.
Colonel Conrad Reynolds and Joe the Plumber have been sitting in the studio. It's been a joy. Remember, go to KFFB.com, click on the open mic program, and hear about what's going on. And your website as well, if they want to learn more about you.
Hey, go to my website. It's www.voteconrad.com. Again, voteconrad.com.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Enjoyed it.